Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
Think we'll get to go to the game tomorrow, Dad?
Depends. We need at least half the day to run these cattle through the chute and deworm them. Then the fence needs fixing, and that tractor.
Let's save half a day and switch our regular range cubes with Safeguard Cattle Dewormer cubes.
Yeah?
Yeah. The cattle eat the Safeguard, and the Safeguard kills the worms. Brown stomach worms, Cooperia, all the worms other products could leave behind. And one feeding, too.
So how do you know all this?
It's the information age, Dad. I got it on my smartphone, see?
Huh. Looks like Safeguard will give us a few extra hours in the day.
Maybe Safeguard scores me the keys to drive to the game, huh?
So, that's your plan. Okay, smart guy. Drive to the store for those Safeguard cubes first. Then we'll see about the game. Healthy cattle perform better. Add Safeguard, add pounds. Talk to your local animal health provider or veterinarian about Safeguard Cattle Dewormer from Merck Animal Health today. Or visit SafeguardCattle.com. Consult your veterinarian for assistance in the diagnosis, treatment, and control of parasitism. Always read and follow label directions. Both hands on the wheel. 10 and 2.
Well, the cattle complex is expected to open moderately higher today, supported by follow-through buying and midweek short covering. Hog futures should also begin with firm price action, thanks to some improving fundamentals. Now, cattle buyers could start to suggest a few preliminary bids today, possibly around 125, 126 in the south, 198 to $200 in the north. Yet, we don't expect to see significant trade volume before Thursday or Friday. Some sellers are pricing ready steers and heifers around 130 plus in the south and 205 plus in the north. Needless to say, recovering futures are currently working to stiffen feedlot resolve, yet many sellers remain nervous about the ability of the board to hold at higher levels, as well as a discouraging discount of deferred live futures. Now look for the cash hog trade to open with a firm undertone today. Pork demand is firming nicely so far this week, especially given last week's large round of slaughter and production. And on the other hand, the jury remains out on seasonally tightened supplies. Lean futures are expected to trade moderately higher in the early round, supported by improving fundamentals and profit taking. Now on the grains, corns and soybeans closed higher for the second day yesterday as the latest 7-day weather forecast puts 4 inches or more of rain in much of the Midwest. Amounts that have raised concerns spring planting will be delayed. Wheat futures were pulled higher by corn and soybeans, even though more rain in the plains could help the hard red winter wheat crop, which has been stressed by dry weather and freezing conditions. The wheat markets closed higher yesterday, drawing support from the corn and soybeans. Rain is falling in the dry central plains, which should help winter wheat as it nears the grain filling stage. Corn closed higher for the second day and has nearly recovered what it lost on Friday to stay above some moving averages. And in the soybeans, the 2 days of grains have largely recovered what was lost in Friday's tumbles. We'll check all the futures right after this.
Well, neighbors, it's 2016, and Stillwater Milling Company is celebrating 125 years of service to Oklahoma agriculture. Longevity doesn't just happen. It's a matter of being innovative, providing products customers want and need, and backing them up after the sale. Stillwater Milling Company provides all your agricultural needs in Stillwater, Claremore, Davis, and Perry, and they distribute their A&M livestock feeds at over 125 dealers across the state. Call Stillwater Milling Company at 800-364-6804 for the A&M dealer nearest you.
Looking at our futures, the live cattle June up $2.15, 118.75, and the August was up 185 at 215.25. May feeder cattle up 192 at 145.17. August up 177, 145.02. May hogs down 15 cents, 74.77. The June was down 62 cents at 77.82. Kansas City hard red winter wheat at the close up 3 3/4 at 466 1/4. July was up 4 1/4 at 478. May Chicago wheat was up 8.5 at 479 3/4. July was up 10 cents at 487 3/4. May corn up 5 1/4 at 382 1/4, and July was up 5.5, 387 1/4. May soybeans up 18 cents at 1017 3/4. July was up 17.5 at 1027 1/4. May cotton up 39, 63.85. July was down 30, 63.53. June crude oil up 85, 44.89. The July up 86, 45.75. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.